In addition to serving as Sebastian County Circuit Court Judge, Jim Spears is a historian. He has played a large role in the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith, as well as organized the creation of the bronze statue of Bass Reeves. And he has completed a book, Justice Divided, A Judicial History of Sebastian County. This Sunday, Judge Spears will speak at the Clayton House in Fort Smith as part of the Clayton Conversations. Though he was born in Fayetteville, Judge Jim Spears has called Fort Smith in Sebastian County home since he was five. When he began practicing law in 1973, he noticed that in the Chancery Judge's office there were pictures of everyone who had been Chancery Judge, but there were no pictures of the Circuit Court judges.
I just got curious, well, who were all these old guys that were our judges in the past? And so I kind of played with it for some time, and later on I said, well, hey, let's see what I can do about getting pictures of these people. And I started trying to do that. And when I started to get some of the pictures, then, well, who were these people? And so then I started doing some research and old biography type things like Goodspeed's and Herndon and stuff like that that had all these little vignettes on these guys. Okay, well, that's interesting, but what did they do? Did they have any significant cases?
So he started researching that, finding out that the judicial districts had changed around. After digging around some more, he delved into the ongoing saga of having two different county seats in Sebastian County, becoming the basics for his book, Justice Divided.
At one time, there were two separate quorum courts, two separate legislative bodies, in essence, two counties within one county that shared elected officials. That was very unique. And I think Sebastian County is really the only place that was like that, that I found. And it goes back to, where is the county seat going to be located? And in 1851, when Sebastian County was created, mainly out of Crawford County, they had to come up with a county seat. Well, there's only one community of any significance in the county, and that was Fort Smith.
Fort Smith was on the very northern part of the county, which at the time reached all the way down to Waldron. A commission was appointed to determine where the county seat should be. That group was much divided. Then someone came forward and said he would donate some land for the courthouse. That land was in the middle of the county.
On Vashgrass Creek, and that man's name was Reuben Coker. And Reuben donated 40 acres where there was no settlement at all, just his house and farm. And that's now the city of Greenwood. And Greenwood was the set up as a county seat, and Greenwood was our first circuit judge that actually lived in Bentonville and covered the 4th Judicial Circuit, which covered a lot of what is now considered Northwest Arkansas.
That man's name was Alfred B. Greenwood, and the time was the early 1850s. The debate for where to name the county seat continued, going back and forth between Greenwood and Fort Smith. This is where a man named John Rogers comes into play. He's often considered the father of Fort Smith. And one has to assume that this is where Rogers Avenue gets its name. Well, John Rogers donated land for a new courthouse to be built in Fort Smith. Construction began, a foundation was built, and then comes another election. The county seat goes back to Greenwood. Mr. Rogers had been assured that he would get his land back if a courthouse was not built.
But it wasn't in the deed. It wasn't in writing. So he sued to get his land back. And the judge at the time ruled, no, Mr. Rogers, you don't get your land back. You deeded it to the county. And there wasn't any provision in that that would have had a reverter clause. And if you had, it would have been illegal. You can't grant land to the county, to the government, with any conditions on it. So Mr. Rogers lost.
Fast forward to the 1860s. Another election comes and the county seat goes back to Fort Smith. A lady named Griffith donated her land to build the courthouse. Construction begins again. In the meantime, the people of Greenwood claim the election had been illegal, that it required a majority of all registered voters to vote, and not that many had voted.
Well, they file suit. And this is a case called Patterson versus Temple. And it goes into the entire history of the courthouse controversy in Sebastian County. And the, but the, as far as Mrs. Griffith's subsequent lawsuit, is that they ruled it was the election was illegal. And so in her gift to the county, it was understood that she'd get her land back if they didn't build it. But again, not in writing. But I told you earlier about the difference in equity and law.
It's complicated, but law is a set of rules. Equity, principles constituting what is fair and right.
Well, this was an equity case. And it's equity because there was a mutual mistake of fact. The mutual mistake of fact is that everyone assumed that the election was valid. They were both wrong.
Since they were both wrong in the gift of the land, the deed could be set aside. The election was deemed illegal, and she got her land back. Same facts as the previous case, different results because of the difference in law and equity. In the meantime, court was held at various locations. Judge Spears tells of a story of court being held over a saloon. A courthouse was finally built, but quite a few years later.
It was built in 1887. It was a magnificent building. It was 104 feet by 80 feet square, or rectangle. But atop of it was a 148-foot bell tower with an enormous bell that weighed several tons. And so this thing was, you can just see the spire going up down to a small building, really. It had about 10 rooms on one floor and a basement and two floors. And it became unstable over the years. And plaster was cracking and falling and everything else because this big tower had the wind, and when the bell would ring, it just got to shake it. And actually, they took the tower off.
Where they got the land to build this courthouse is another story for another day. That building served for 50 years, when a new larger building was built in 1937. That building is still used by the county, though court is no longer held there. A new courts building opened in 2008. Sebastian County still has two county seats.
Well, we have two different courthouses. And Amendment 55 that was passed back in the 60s, I guess, mandated we have one quorum court. So we have one quorum court for the entire county, one set of officials. But we still have two courthouses and two judicial districts within one county. So we have two different county seats, one in Fort Smith, one in Greenwood. And the juries that serve particular court live in that county. And the cases that arise in that particular part of the county are tried down there, unless it's by agreement tried in the other one. So we still have two courthouses, we still have two county seats, and the county seat in Greenwood is something that is treasured and they would go to battle to keep if anyone ever suggested that it be closed and do everything out of Fort Smith.
Two county seats, one set of elected officials, which isn't entirely unique to Arkansas. Other counties do have two seats, but most were for geographical reasons, not political. This story began with Judge Spears collecting pictures of the Sebastian County Circuit judges, which he did, all but three of them. They hang in the new courts building. In his search, which took him 14 years, Judge Spears also collected stories. One of those stories that intrigued him was a case of Judge Greenwood's, who served as both judge and prosecuting attorney for this case.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing about the case. I think this was a Benton County case. And the facts of the case are that this man had beaten his wife and small child. And they had run over to Daddy's house. Well, Daddy was somewhat offended by that. So he goes to see the son-in-law about what he had done.
The man brought his rifle along. The son-in-law wound up dead, and Daddy was convicted.
The fascinating thing was the indictment. Talks about a rifle gun and a lead ball of weighing so much, and that it was propelled by a powder charge, and you know, oh, why is all that in there? You know, but it was really, really fascinating. But at the same time, this case from the 1840s could have happened yesterday.
If you'd like to hear more from the Honorable Jim Spears, head to the Clayton House this Sunday at 2 o'clock, as he will be speaking there as part of the museum's Clayton Conversations.